This is the Age of Mind podcast. Hey, hey, back again, the Age of Mind podcast. I'm your host, TJ McGraw. Again, I think if you've listened to the show, you know I'm an active agent. I run a team down the south side of Atlanta, but that's not what we're here for. We are here for, this is a bit of a reboot. We're rebooting the show. It's going to be great. Rebooting the show again. I know that I've done it a couple times, but I think I got the formula now. I've been doing a lot of live events in this post-COVID world. I don't know. I'm kind of tired hearing that post-COVID, pre-COVID, post-COVID, whatever. It is what it is. We're in the post-COVID world. Agents are hungry to get in the same room together. I'm trying to provide an option that is different. A little bit looser from the options that we have out there. I don't know about you all, where you are. Hopefully you have a cool kind of a laid back environment to go network with other agents. But around here, we got a couple choices. It's either our realtor board meetings, which as you know, can be stuffy. They can be clicky. They are what they are. I'm not against NAR. I'm not anti NAR or anti realtor, but, we know how those meetings kind of roll. So I'm offering a little bit of an alternative. The other meetings that a lot of people have options to go to, it's a kind of, a team leader or a broker will do a meeting that's disguised as education, and it ends up being kind of a quote timeshare, to join their team. So I'm trying to provide another option where it's loose. We drink beer. Everybody gets a beer token when they come. I got a couple sponsors. They have specific instructions not to hard sell anything. It's really truly there just for us to get together. It's kind of a selfish thing. I did it because I wanted to get in the room. I was anxious to get in the room with people and network and mastermind with people and learn from each other. So that's what that's all about. So today, we're going to talk to a panel. Got two special agents, some spy music right there, but two pretty awesome agents from the Atlanta area on the show today. They are also going to be the panelists for kind of the opening act for a meetup I have coming up on October 24th. So we have, if you're a fan of the show, you probably know Matthew Weber. He is like Mr. Consistency with video. I can't believe how many he's been on the show talking about his consistency with video. He's got some ungodly amount. I think it's like over 1400 consecutive days of posting a video online. It's kind of nuts if you think about it. So we're going to talk to him. He's also the host of the What's Up Dunwoody podcast up in Dunwoody, Georgia, kind of on the north side. And great stuff. He ended up being the marshal for the 4th of July parade for his town, which is a pretty big deal in Dunwoody. But I'll let him talk about that stuff. And then we also have another outstanding agent, Peyton Peoples. She's down here kind of in my market, right? Definitely in my market down on the south side. She also is a co-host of a podcast, the Home Tour podcast. It's a pretty awesome podcast, for like a local community podcast down here. And she also is a master whiz at social media. And really building a brand, I would say, from social media. And I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I would guess that she would say this, that most, if not all, of her success as an agent has come from what she has done on social media. So enough of me yammering on. I got a Facebook group. The meetups are, I kind of have a loose organization at this point. We might get a little more serious, but the organization's called the Real Estate Collaborative Network. So we got a Facebook group. Please hop on, join the Facebook group. If you're not local, still join, please. Because I'm gonna try to expand events out. I've been talking with somebody in a neighboring state about bringing the Real Estate Collaborative Network up there and doing some live events up there and kind of spreading it out. So, anyways, I'm dreaming. I'm starting to dream out loud here. So help me with that dream. Let's get together. It's about networking. It's about collaborating. It's about sharing ideas and best practices, and a rising tide lifts all boats, to use a cliche. So enough of that. Go join the Facebook group. Let's get into it. Matthew Weber and Peyton Peoples. back in with the Agent Mind podcast. Today we have a special treat. I know I say that every episode, but today is the truth. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We're going to be talking about social media and consistency with video and kind of all the hodgepodge stuff of that. And then I kind of want the two folks I have on today are very active in their community and on social media, and we're kind of talk about how those blend together. So without further ado, welcome back to the show. If you've listened to any of the podcast episodes prior, you probably have heard this name before, Matthew Weber from
Don't
What's
Leave
Up
yet,
Dunwoody.
Don't leave yet. I got up, new man? Stuff. I got good stuff. What's happening?
Nice. And new to the podcast, a new friend of the Age of Mind, Peyton Peoples.
Yeah.
Who is I came across her on social media actually, and we connected through a mutual friend, and here you are. Before we get into the question, I do want to mention that on October 24th of this month, and I'll put the link in the show notes, during the day, it's like 12 to 2, I believe the hours are. It's in the afternoon. Come to Fayetteville, the Lion Creek Bus Barn in Fayetteville. We got a private room, and these two are going to be our panelists to kick us off. Come see these folks live in person. Here's a little teaser. So let's kick it off. Well, Peyton, since you're the new guest on the show, it's your first time in the Age of Mind. Let's kick it off with you. Like I said, I found you on social media. Which is good. That's the purpose of social media, right? So,
yep.
Give me a little brief history of kind of your real estate journey and getting into, you know, when you realized that you needed social media to really make things happen.
Okay. So hey guys, I'm Peyton Peoples. I am out of Peachtree City, so I'm on the south side of Atlanta, which is opposite of Matthew. But basically, I don't know how to run a business without social media, so it's been a day one kind of thing. I have been licensed for 5 years, but I've been in the real estate space for almost 10 years. I spent a lot of time doing marketing director positions, freelance work for other agents prior to getting licensed. So I've built multiple businesses online prior to becoming licensed. So like I said, the whole social media aspect of it is just the most important part of it for me. So I've never run the business any other way. So I don't even know what that looks like.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's awesome. And that just sparked a ton of questions for me, but before we get into that, we'll just get to introduce Matthew Weber, reintroduce Matthew Weber. What's Up Dunwoody podcast, community podcast in, where was it again?
I'll talk for myself.
Dunwoody.
So Matt Weber, Dunwoody, Georgia. When I got into real estate like 6 years ago, I had the same coach as TJ. And at the time, he was pushing into this digital mayor type of thing. And I didn't know anything about real estate. I didn't know anything about the area that I lived in. And so I just kind of threw myself into the local community, just tried to meet as many people as possible with the podcast. And yeah, that's pretty much the only marketing, I guess, that I've ever done is on social media. Like Peyton was saying, I mean, it was an easy way. And social media is something that we have now, like Gary Vee says, I mean, it's free. Like, How can you complain about something that's free?
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that. I've ever paid for like a print marketing or anything like that. It leads. I mean, I've definitely never done that.
Nope. Yeah. There's really no need. There's really no need to, and especially as an agent coming into the space, in the beginning, you might not be able to pay somebody to do like all the intricacies of, you know, posting and running a Facebook page for you or whatever like that. But you can definitely post online and you put some sweat equity into it and it is free marketing. You both are going to be on the panel at the event, and the event's called Getting Found in a Noisy World. I forgot to mention that. So what's your philosophy behind like why do it? I know it's because you said you really don't know any other way to do it. It's like, that's what you've always done. But how come it wasn't like something else? Like, cause I know agents that they're not on social media at all. And they just work their sphere or they buy leads from Zillow. Mm-hmm. So why? Like, I guess that's the question there. Why do you do what you do with social media?
Peyton, you want to go first? Ladies first.
Sure. Yeah. So I'll just, I'll just say it. It'd be a cold day in hell before I spend money on leads. I'm not of the, you know, trading money for lead generation mindset. It works great for other people. I know plenty of millionaire real estate agents that is their choice of lead gen. Because I lead so heavy with the community, it's just a natural next step to just be very active in what's going on. I was born and raised here, which is, I'm kind of like an anomaly. That's not a thing around here, as most people are not from here. So I just lean really heavy into the fact that I've spent my whole life here. I know everything about this town. You're not going to find anybody who is more in tune with what is going on in South Atlanta than I am. So that in itself just kind of allows people to know, like, and trust me and want to follow and be part of what I'm doing. So anytime that there's any real estate news or a new restaurant or anything like that, I'm typically the first person that people want to come to and ask.
Nice. Yeah. Because you've built that. You built it. How long did it take you to get the following that you have?
Probably like 3 years.
Okay.
Like 3 solid years. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. And when did you start getting leads, like having people reach out to you?
I would say I was probably about 8 months into the business. I mean, there's a little bit of time where you have to prove yourself, as you know, yes, you can be a leader in the community, but that doesn't necessarily mean you know how to sell real estate.
Right.
So there's a little bit of truth. You know, there's a little bit of time there that you've got to prove yourself that you can transfer between those different roles. But I would say it was probably about 8 months before people were like, oh, okay, yeah, she gets it. She knows what she's doing. And it's never stopped since then.
And I know a lot of agents that would love to work with a builder, and have a relationship with a builder. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an interesting story how that came about. Yeah. So tell that story.
Okay. So I am in no way, like, you know, clearly we'll talk about this, but Matthew is the like king of video here. But because I'm so in tune with the community, and I, you know, if there's something going on in our area and I don't know about it, then there's no way that the other people in our area know about it. So when I found out about a newer development that was under construction, and they had a really cool thought process of having like nightly rental Airbnb type setups as part of the community, which is very unique to our area, I was like, why is no one talking about this?
Yeah.
So I went over and I did a quick walkthrough video, and I posted it on socials, and it went viral on TikTok. And at the time, the builders they had another working relationship with another brokerage, which is fine. But then they reached out to me and were like, hey, you clearly know how to do this social media marketing thing.
I think you're better than this at the person we have.
Yeah. So they were like, we want to make a switch. And I said, cool. So that turned into, you know, a couple million dollars in real estate, you know, luxury neighborhood in Peachtree City. And then recently that experience has led us into our newest project that was multi-million dollar luxury builds that are, it's, you know, 3 times the size of what I had before. So,
and that's actually right around the corner from me. I run past there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting to see it grow, but that's, I don't want to get off on a,
on
a side talk here, but yeah. So I love that though. And anybody that's listening, like, just like you didn't have any other expectations other than like, you knew you needed to post something on social media.
Yeah. Like if nothing else, I just wanted it to be a resource of people to be able to see what was going on. You know, people have different views on going viral on social media. I am of the camp that it just happens if it happens. Like, you know, you can't make it happen unless you're willing to spend a ton of money, which we've all noted I'm not willing to do. So it was a total happen chance type of situation.
Happy accident. For me.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Yeah. And we'll get into, come to a live event, because we're going to get into a little more of the how to and the nitty gritty of it when y'all are on stage live. I do want to mention, like you said, if it goes viral, it goes viral. Like, great. Mm-hmm. But that's not your goal. And I think that's a good point to let everybody know that's listening, is that it, it's really difficult, number one, for a local agent to go viral, because usually the viral videos are, you know, everybody all over the world is clicking on these things and watching them.
Right.
And it takes a certain person that's either moving to the area or lives in the area to really latch on to the kind of local stuff. So that's a big misconception. And you guys can, if you disagree, let me know, but that's a big misconception. It's like, you don't have to have, you know, a million views on your videos. Like you can have just a few hundred views or even less than 100 views on some videos. As long as you're presenting yourself as like the local expert,
right,
it's definitely going to happen.
Yep.
So speaking of video, tell me, Matthew, how many videos in a row have you posted? And tell us that story about starting that whole journey of posting videos every day.
Yeah, TJ, you were there. We had a group that we were talking about 75 hard, I think, originally, where it was this challenge that we were all doing. And there was, I don't know, maybe 15 of our organization in this group. And we were all talking about marketing. There was all real estate agents. So we were all talking about marketing and different things that we were doing. And we're kind of talking about how it's just uncomfortable to do video. But this was in November of 2020, where you weren't seeing your friends. Like, there was no way to get your real estate information in front of anybody or talk to anybody except for doing video. And that's when everybody swung to social media. And it was, I mean, that's where you would go to see your friends. And so a buddy of mine, Dan Parker, said that what he did was he just started posting every day and he just got used to doing it. And so he kind of challenged all of us. I think I was the only one that took the bait to just record for 20 days. And so I would record every day when I was like kind of running around the park, and then I would post it on Instagram stories. And I don't know, you know, the first day was hard. Fifth day was even harder. By the 20th day, I was kind of used to it, and I just kept going. And I kind of was thinking it would be like, you know, maybe if I make it 90 days, that would be really cool. And here we are, like, it's like a 1,400 and something days later at this point, where I just go down to my basement every day and just record a quick video. And a lot of it is talking about my family and my kids and movies and whatever else I'm interested in. You know, maybe once a week I talk about real estate, but it's really just to get in front of those people that I already know and that I'm comfortable putting video in front of. I guess my viewership hasn't really grown that much since I've been doing the stories, because it's just my friends and family and, you know, people that already follow me, local people around the community, that kind of thing. But I've gotten used to doing the videos now, and it's kind of fun. You'd be surprised.
It's great. I love when I catch them. I love what you do. You're definitely, I've seen you grow. So from the first couple of videos to how you do it now, it's like,
super,
it's completely
awkward.
Natural.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's like your show every day. It's just the Matthew show.
And doing the podcast, that was a way to not do video. Like when I started this podcast, it was like 2018, I want to say. That was a way for me to do my thing and talk to people and then put it out. But there was no video. And now that we've got, you know, you're using Riverside to record this today, video podcasting is so much easier because you can just use the videos and, you know, it's better recording quality. Everything's changed in the last 6 years. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Amazing. And we'll get, of course, dive more into that at the event. If anybody noticed, I'm really plugging this event. So if you're listening, make sure you get tickets. It's free. It's awesome. And there's free beer as well. So make sure you come. At least come for the beer. Stay for the people.
There you go.
Cool. So Matthew, I'm glad you brought up the podcast, because you both do podcasts. And Peyton, yours is called the Home Tour Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're both like a local community podcasts. So where'd that come from? Like, what was your intention? And like, kind of what did you want to see? Like, what was your goal? Like, why did you start the podcast?
So about 2 years ago, myself and some other, not agents, but people who are in the real estate space, were just kind of venting about things that happen and the crazy shit that happens to us in this industry, right? So it really just kind of was born out of that conversation. And we were like, man, wouldn't it be awesome if like people just had this raw, no contingencies kind of conversation about this industry and how it works, and have a safe place for people to be able to ask questions. And ultimately, that's what we built. So it took us about 6 to 8 months to really work through how are we going to make this work. We're all parents. We all have kids. So it's, you know, we're all in marriages and doing this on the side of running businesses. You know, it's just another thing on our to-do list. But we were really passionate about it. So we launched it about a year ago. So our 1 year anniversary will be coming up in January.
Nice.
And we post new stuff every Tuesday. So it's a weekly podcast. You can get it anywhere. It's on YouTube. The whole video thing is a game changer. It makes things a lot easier. But we initially started it with talking about like frequently asked questions, things that maybe people don't talk about when it comes to, you know, how does a home inspection work or what to expect when your real estate photographer shows up at your house. Like as a seller, you don't really know maybe what that looks like. So we started with those things, but then it quickly became more community focused and us sharing the crazy stuff that we deal with in the business. So
it's interesting to see the way that your podcast has evolved, because everything evolves, right? From the first one, from the first episode, and now it'll be a year, so you'll be what, almost 52 episodes in.
Yep.
And just to see how it evolves is pretty fun, and the quality gets better, and the sound gets better. It's kind of cool. Always interested. Yeah, I'm always I always love to see that journey, you know, from the first one to where you are now. So congratulations on the year.
Thanks.
And you can definitely, I'm a big fan of Tyler Willis Photography or Tyler Willis Media now. So you can always plug Tyler Willis on my podcast, as he is probably the best, the one of the best. He's definitely the best in South side of Atlanta. There's nobody can hold a candle to him. Mm-mm. And he's so dedicated to his craft. It's, it's pretty amazing. And he'll be at the event as well too. So, so back to Matt, what's up, Dunwoody? Like, where did that come out from? Well, you said where it came out from is being the kind of the mayor of your community, but it's really grown into this thing of its own, right? And that podcast and the community that you've built has a pretty big following, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I did it at the right time. 2018 was like when podcasting was starting to pick up, and a lot of those, you know, listeners at the very beginning just were kind of like, oh, this is something new, you know, Dunwoody's 50,000 people, so it's not like a huge city. And so there's just only, it's a very niche group that might listen to the podcast. But I already, at the time, I was setting up like Facebook groups. And so I've got a couple of Facebook groups that are like 15,000 people. And so it's easy to put them out, you know, record a podcast with local business and then put it out in the community. And people loved it at first. I mean, it really took off. It's slowed down a little bit. I think the video is kind of picked it up a little bit, but we've done 240 episodes. The first almost 200 were with my brother-in-law, and he wasn't a real estate agent, so we were just going around the community talking to people. And one of the first video, I just held my camera up and I was talking to Big Dave's Cheesesteak, a guy that ran that, and I just knew that nobody had heard of it. And so I held up my phone and said, "What's up, Dunwoody?" Kind of stuck. It just sounded good when I listened to it back. I was like, "What's up, Dunwoody? That's a good name for, you know." And so I've kind of branded everything that way. And
you got a cool logo too. I do love your logo for sure.
Thanks.
So it is quite a niche, because it is just kind of a small area, geographical area.
Yeah.
You're kind of a fabric of the community, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, it's just Grand a good Marshall, way to. Yeah, it's a good way to meet people. And through that process, I've met, you know, all of these people, and things have just kind of happened because of it. Like, I've been invited to, you know, join boards, which always happens. I know I'm not special for that. You're voluntold to do whatever. But the parade was a good one. So the parade, one of the city council members was stepping down, moving, and there was this spot to co-chair our Dunwoody 4th of July parade, which is the biggest 4th of July parade in the state. And, you know, she came to me and said, "You're one of the most organized people that I know." And I laughed at that, because I'm very unorganized.
I have
the media part. And so, and I do know a lot of the local businesses. I mean, after 240 episodes, like, I know everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I said no at first, but then I finally said yes. And that's been one of the coolest things in my life right now. And it came straight from the podcast.
Awesome. And so you do that every year now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. July 4th every year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, this is super cool. I don't want to spill it all. We can sit here and talk all afternoon and make this podcast 3 hours, 4 hours long. But we'll save it for the 24th. So make sure to get your tickets. I'll put the link in the show notes. But before we go, I guess if someone's listening to this and now and you've inspired them, they're chomping at the bit to get started. They're committing to doing social media and video. Like, Peyton, what's the one piece of advice that you would tell them?
Ooh.
While they're waiting to see you in person.
Yeah, pick a platform. Don't be overwhelmed by the fact that there's multiple different things that you can choose. Choose one. I think that would probably be my charge to you before you show up to the event. At least have that decided. What are you going to chase after? Don't feel like you have to do multiple. Just one. It's fine. Yeah. And figure out what that looks like. And then we can chat more about how that is impacted and what all of those things look like. Because what you do on Facebook isn't what you do on TikTok or Instagram or any other platform. So
yeah, that's for sure. That's a good point though. It is overwhelming when you're like, you commit and you're fired up and you go down a rabbit hole of like, I got to post here. I got to post there.
I want to do all the things.
I got to do all this stuff. Yeah. Pick one. I always tell people like whatever social media platform that you're using now in your personal life, just since you already know the platform, you know how to post, you know, probably know the editing tools, just stick with that and start rolling with that.
Yep.
So good advice. How about you, Matthew Weber?
I'd say it's just all about consistency. I mean, with social media, I think it's kind of a long game, and I don't know if people realize that, but at the beginning, nobody's going to pay attention to you, and you just have to keep posting and keep posting. And, you know, those Facebook groups grew organically because they just were around for a long time. Like, I took care of them and they were around for a long time. Podcast, kind of, you know, the first 20 episodes probably nobody listened to, but you know, I did get a client on the 13th episode, I think, and that's kind of spiraled into I'm working with one of them right now, actually, ironically. But yeah, I mean, it's going to take a long time. So put the things in place, just get started doing something. And you get used to it. And as you get used to it, you're going to put out more more and more content is always better.
Absolutely. And you said something very reassuring there that you said that when you first start, nobody's going to see your videos anyway. Nobody's going to watch you anyway. So that gives you a little license to kind of, you know, get used to it, work out being in front of the camera, work out what you're doing, because really it's true. That's the point when the least eyes will be on you. If you're consistent and move forward,
just get comfortable doing it. Talk about something that you know, something that you know. If you have to talk about your kids or talk about design or like some, doesn't have to be real estate related. Just has to be something. Just talk. I mean, people will resonate with something in your life.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Probably shouldn't be real estate. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Talk about something else, because
you don't want to see my Just Listed and how awesome of an agent I am. And
no, I don't.
We already know that, TJ.
Come on. Well, cool. Well, thanks so much. Like I said, I got a whole notebook full of questions for you. We're going to get to that on the event on the 24th. Thanks so much for coming on and giving a little teaser for what we're going to be talking about. That's the thing. I wanted it to be kind of candid. I can just cut the whole ending out right there.
Well, our candid answer was terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yes. You guys are the worst guests. I can't believe you two podcasts. God.
You know, what's funny is you're not going to edit this. We're going to end up here.
We're going to be you're gonna forget. Online just like this. Thank you so much.
And that's the best part. Usually the best part. Maybe I'll put in the blooper reel.
Blooper reel. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Signing off.